This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Covered in Pet Hair, a boozy show for pet lovers on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with a quantum health expert. I will tell you all about him and what that even means as soon as we come back from these messages from our sponsors.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with a quantum health expert, an inventor, a researcher, a pioneer, an entrepreneur, adventure seeker, and road tripper. He's a foodie, a tea drinker, a world traveler, and a fitness fanatic. He's originally from New York and currently lives in Bradenton, Florida. He's husband to Nita, who he refers to as his soulmate. He was dog dad to a St. Bernard named Maverick, who's recently made his way to the Rainbow Bridge. And he has a recently adopted Enzo joining the family, who is a Leonberger, which I've just learned is a mix between a Newfoundland and a St. Bernard. So somebody loves that fuzzy, fuzzy dog hair all over the place. So his name is Tom Palladino, and he's the founder of ScalarLight.com. And he is the genius behind the concept, the technology of Scalar Light. Welcome, Tom. It's so great to have you on the show.
Thank you. What a thorough introduction. Wonderful.
It's my pleasure. I will say to my audience and to you, this is out of my wheelhouse. This is so new. He is the only person doing this in the world. And I don't know how many pet podcasts you've done yet because I was looking for them and I couldn't find them, but I listened to a lot of your podcasts and interviews and my mind is blown, okay? This is new stuff. I don't even know if this is considered woo-woo or science or both. What would you call it?
It is science because I work with instruments. There's no human reasoning involved. So I follow the laws of science with engineered instruments.
Okay. And would you refer to it as woo-woo or would you be offended if somebody called it woo-woo?
You can call it whatever you want. You know, those terms are elastic at this point in the game because it's such a new science.
True. And they're elastic in a lot of ways. It's so subjective, right?
Yes. Thank you. That's
awesome.
A good point.
Yeah, exactly. The things that I think are woo-woo, my husband may not, and vice versa. So who knows? But before I get into what Scalar Light is and all of this quantum physics that I did not study in high school, I would like to introduce our drinking game. And you're going to need a cocktail for this, guys. So anybody participating in our drinking game at home, anytime you hear this word,
the secret word is healing.
Take a drink of whatever you're enjoying. Be 21 in the U.S. to partake. Never drink and drive, no matter where you are, and always drink responsibly. So I'm assuming that you, being a super, super duper tea drinker, are going to be joining us with tea today. Am I right?
Yes, green tea. Thank you.
Oh, green tea. So what is it about green tea that you like so much? Because I think it tastes awful.
I think it tastes wonderful, and I like the flavonoids. So I want to always go with nature, so I keep it pure and natural.
Yeah, so do I. I bought white peaches today at Whole Foods, and then I put vodka in them. So yeah, cheers. This is a cocktail I made just for this. I went to Whole Foods today. They had white peaches, which I used to love in France when I lived in France. It's not at all like the French one. It's organic and overpriced, but not at all like the French one. It was all bruised, so I made it a cocktail, blended it up, little vodka, a little spritzer, and here's to you. Thank you for joining me. And I might have to drink all of this while we talk because I'm a little nervous.
There's nothing to be nervous about. This topic is as plain as day. Why? It's sunlight.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So that brings me to our first game. This is called Zero Point Energy 101. And do That's you right. want to explain to us what zero point energy means?
It's the energy of the sun and the stars. I don't work with electricity. I work with zero point engineered instruments or scalar energy instruments. I don't capture the electron flow. I capture scalar energy from the sun and the stars. It's very simple. It's very to the point. And all you have to do now is consider that there's two energies, electricity and zero point energy. I prefer to work with zero point energy.
Okay, so electricity is atom based?
Electricity is really a subset, a derivative of scalar energy.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I am going to jump into this game because I don't want to get ahead of myself. I have so many questions. All right, so here we go. First question, what is quantum health?
I define that as non-physical health. What do I mean by that? Informational. I work with this information system, which is non-physical. There's no electrons, there's no protons. So when you're working with intelligence, information, that's what I consider quantum, non-physical health.
Okay, perfect. Is scalar energy a synonym for quantum health or a synonym for zero point energy?
I'd say those terms are synonymous. Right now on our playing field, that this is a new science. So I would say those three terms can be used interchangeably.
All right, cool. So you said that you captured the energy and you used tools. Did you create the tools?
Yes, along with engineers. I want to make this clear. I'm not the original engineer. A man by the name of Galen Hieronymus developed this instrument.
Very cool. And is it one instrument in your lab or various instruments that you use?
There's probably 11 instruments functioning right now in my lab. I'm only going to demonstrate one. These instruments operate under this principle of scalar energy, which is the energy of the sun and the stars. In other words, behind me, I have a miniature star.
Okay, that brings me to the next question. Can you light a home or an entire city with using scalar energy?
Eventually, yes. This instrument is on. I'm going to demonstrate for your audience. I can illuminate a light bulb that I hold in my hand. So this is free energy that will illuminate a light bulb. This light bulb's not plugged into anything. If I pass that light bulb by the instrument, it illuminates. Now that's the free energy coming off my instrument without any light bulb being plugged into a socket or anything. This is a miniature star. That's where we're going with this energy. We can illuminate objects.
Okay, so just between the games. So this is just as much a green energy as you could get, really.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for making that clear. There's no chemicals involved. There's no physical matter. Remember, this is massless. This is non-physical. So this is the clean way of producing, or I should say, harnessing energy.
And it's also like available, so there's no resources really used other than the tool that generates it.
That's correct. Eventually, I'll be able to illuminate a city with this instrument. Now, in principle, you don't need any chemicals. You don't need to extract oil or coal. It's simply tapping into the energy of the sun and the stars. Free energy from the sun and the stars that does not pollute.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I like about it. So not only is it a green energy, but it's also, from what I hear, related to health. So does scalar energy heal?
It does. But I want to make this very clear. It's a different type of healing. It's not biological healing. Now, working with these instruments and working in this non-physical field, I work with information on a photograph. I'm going to hold my photograph up. Whether it's a person or an animal, a person or an animal has a signature energy attached to their photograph. If I were to place my photograph inside that instrument, it would receive scalar energy to the point that we could balance the chakras. Let me explain and demonstrate. Everybody has chakras. To download that energy by way of light, that's as if I'm balancing or sending energy into my brain waves or the brain waves of an animal, my chakras or the chakras of an animal. So if I can illuminate a light bulb, then I can illuminate the brain waves and the chakras. This instrument only works with photographs. Why? It's an information field. This is not a biological process. It's a new science in which we work with information on a photograph. Now, to give your audience a quick analogy, we're having a discussion via video. You're not in my computer. I'm not in your office. We're having a discussion by way of a video. Your image is now transmitted through my computer. Well, I can transmit an image through this instrument, a photograph.
That is so cool. I can't even get over the fact that you're just like putting up a light in its original packaging and lighting it up. That is so cool. All right. As with everything, I need to ask about the other side of it. So we know it heals. Can it hurt?
No, not the way I demonstrated and not the way I've calibrated these instruments. I'm very careful to control, to regulate the energy. But I will say this. This is a primal force. I'm working with the energy of a star. Now, eventually, this will be so powerful, these instruments, that we'll be able to illuminate a city. I think that would be much too much energy for a person or an animal.
Got it. Understood. So it's scaled for the purposes that you're using it for. That makes perfect sense. Okay, so the last one, for the healing aspect of it, does it interfere with anything? Can it be used simultaneously to Western and Eastern medicine?
Yeah, that's a good point. So let me demonstrate. Nothing can impede this energy. This energy originates from the sun and the stars, and it passes through matter. And let me demonstrate. This is a wooden board. It's a culinary board.
Uh-huh.
If I place that culinary board by the instrument, that wooden board does not represent an impediment to this light bulb. That light bulb will illuminate regardless of that wooden board being in between the light bulb and the instrument. So nothing can stop the transmission of this energy. Now, what does that mean? Well, I can work with people around the world, and nothing, a brick building, cannot stop the transmission of this energy. So this is a new way of delivering energy through this existing infrastructure in which nothing can impede it. No mountain, the rivers, the sea cannot impede this energy. We have an energy that does not require telephone wires or substations or cell phones or cell phone towers.
Wow, why are we using this? And who came up with this? I know you've been doing this research for your whole life. I heard 50 years since you were in college. And I also heard something about Nikola Tesla. So tell us about that.
Tesla was the first man to work with scalar energy. He actually built a tower in 1899 in Colorado Springs. And he was able to plant light bulbs in the ground and illuminate light bulbs. Much like I use light bulbs, and I can illuminate them in my hand. Now, that's free energy. Again, obviously, there's no telephone wire. There's no electrical socket attached to that light bulb. So Tesla was the first man to develop scalar energy instruments. He demonstrated that free energy exists, and all you have to do is tap in.
So then why don't we have these lining our cities? What's going on there?
Isabel, we should, but the problem is this has been suppressed. This technology is suppressed. I'm trying to get this information out to the world, but it's a grassroots movement and I have to rely upon people. There's a lot of suppression. There's a lot of censorship.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's already I think I've recently gotten more involved in city politics here in El Paso. And there's so much, not to say corruption, but there's so many steps and stages and approvals and processes. And I think a lot of places just don't want to bother with anything new because it took them 5 years to get, whatever already exists. So this thought of starting with anything new, and then there's contracts in place, and the energy companies don't even want to change how they're doing things. We just voted on green energy and it was not, everybody was fighting back and forth about what it would cost and what it would look like. So I feel even if the people at the top were willing to even give this a try, there's so much bureaucracy to change something as critical as energy, right?
You're absolutely right. Now, how do we overcome that? Well, we don't work through their existing infrastructure. If I can work with a person or an animal through their photograph, I don't have to deal with politics. I don't have to deal with an infrastructure. I don't have to deal with energy companies. This is the only impediment, so to speak. All I need is a photograph. Oh, there's really no problem getting a photograph of a person or your pet.
Yes, exactly. So in a grand scale to light a city, very difficult. To use the positive effects individually, very doable. And I do think it's almost more doable than many modalities because it's completely photo-based. I can just email you a photo of my pets. Is that how it works?
That's correct. That's exactly right. So you see how we're going with the very first principle of nature. We eliminate infrastructure. We eliminate power companies. We eliminate politics. Energy is fundamental. I can deliver that energy to somebody's force field. No, there's no impediment. There's no middleman, so to speak. There's no There's no obstacle. We've eliminated all the obstacles.
So long as you have that machine or that tool behind you, you That's can, correct. And I don't want to say the word manipulate. What would you say? Manipulate?
Yes, I can manipulate information. I can control information. This is an information instrument. Some people might call that consciousness. When you have a computer, what is that? That's an information system.
Okay.
Well, this is a computer, if you will, in the quantum realm, in which we work with information, and I can deliver my information not by a computer or an email. I deliver my information to the force field, to the energy field on a photograph. So this is a grand information system.
And what do you do with that information?
I'm able to take that information and match it up. For instance, this is a photograph of what's called Streptococcus mutans. That is a bacterium. If I place my photograph side by side, that photograph of that bacterium, the energy, the signature of strep mutans downloads into my quantum field. If I have Streptococcus mutans, this instrument behind me would not only identify strep mutans, but would send it into my force field and destroy it. So this is the easy way to negate, to bring to a state of chaos, pathogens such as strep mutans. You can do that with people. You can do that with animals. So I take photographs of microbes. The instrument will find that microbe in me or in an animal and then eliminate it, bring it to a state of chaos.
That is fascinating. And that is the perfect spot for us to take a pause. We're going to listen to our sponsors. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Tom the practical applications of this technology. So do not go anywhere. I know you want to learn more about this quantum health option. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I'm speaking to Tom Palladino of ScalarLight.com. Scalar Light, Scalar Energy, Quantum Energy, Quantum Healing. Oh my goodness, so many terms that I'm learning, and I'm having such a good time because I'm learning something that really is interesting and that Tom can actually prove via Zoom because he keeps lighting these light bulbs without any kind of electricity. So I know something's going on there. And I've always been a believer. And if I don't know, then I can't say it's not real or not true or not healing or not this, because there's so much I believe we don't know. And Tom and I were just talking about how, you know, computers at some point were unknown and now they're, you know, they run our whole lives. So this is a very kind of entry level conversation about what quantum health is and what scalar light is. But I feel that Tom is really going to educate us and help us come up with more ways to apply this technology that he's come up with. And Tom, I want to ask you if you'd play a second game with me. And this one, I want to really dig deep into the pets and how scalar light and scalar healing or quantum healing can help them. Are you ready to play with me?
Why not?
All right. This game is called Scalar Healing in Real Life. So I just want to ask you how you would apply your tool to these circumstances. All right, here we go. How does scalar light work with pets, if any differently from humans?
It's identical. Why?
Because identical.
Energy is fundamental. Whether it's a person, an animal, a plant, or an object, the delivery of the information is identical.
Perfect. So you talked about pathogens before we went to break. So can you use scalar light energy for rabies?
Rabies? Yes. I'm able to identify the rabies virus by way of a photograph of the rabies virus. And I could download that information into a dog, a cat, or a person who's been bitten. And we can bring to a state of chaos the rabies virus. Now, I want to be very clear, that's not a biological process. It's always done through the photograph of a person or an animal because the signature of a virus is incorporated in the photograph. What do I mean by that? In the quantum realm, in the scalar energy realm, my photograph or the photograph of an animal carries the spirit, the soul, the mind, and body on the photograph as an information tool. So whatever information I have, my heartbeat as a person is found on the photograph.
So cool.
My brain waves are found on the photograph. My blood type is found on the photograph. My pulse, my blood pressure is found on the photograph. This has been proven. We've been able to conduct experiments to find the blood pressure of people on their photograph. So in the quantum realm, you bilocate, you're in two places at once. So if I place my photograph inside the instrument, quantum theory, I'm in two places at once, here physically, and in that instrument, the energetic sense, two places at once. There are two Toms.
That is so cool. Okay, so what exactly would you do with that for like a detox? I heard you say that detoxing is something that you can use this technology for.
Yeah. When I am able to, say, scan a virus into this instrument, let's say the Epstein-Barr virus, there are certain types of toxins that might be associated with a virus. Or if I once again go back to scanning this bacterium, Streptococcus mutans, there are endotoxins inside that bacterium. So we not only bring to a state of chaos the bacterium, but all metabolites inside the bacterium are reduced to a state of chaos. You can only do that with information, with light. So there's never a toxic shock, because we reduce the pathogen and the metabolites to a state of chaos. They cease to exist. Now, if an endotoxin ceases to exist, you'll never have a toxic shock.
Super interesting. And I don't want to go into it, but for those interested in learning more about that and viruses and pathogens specifically, I know that you have clinics. You have a clinic in India that you work with the AIDS virus, and you've done other work like that. So, I mean, this is being used in pretty big scales. So for those who are not familiar.
Now, let me mention it quickly. This is a photograph of an HIV/AIDS clinic. It's known as Om Prakash in Delhi, India. We've worked with 5,000 people by way of photograph. Now, everybody in this photograph at one time was HIV positive. After working with these people in India by way of the photograph, nobody has a viral load for HIV.
What do you mean by viral load for those who are not familiar?
Yeah, it's known as a PCR test. It's used in molecular biology to ascertain the presence or absence of some type of organism or some type of, biological agent. What I'm saying is, after we work with these people in Delhi, India, many of them did our test. This is one of them that shows no viral load for HIV. There's no genetic material of HIV detectable.
So mind-blowing. That is truly mind-blowing. And so let me finish this game, and then I will ask you a couple more questions that are coming up to my head, because I have so many. Okay, could you use this technology in anxiety in a pet?
Yes. Many times the chakra balancing serves to calm pets down and people down. I've seen it in people that I have had pets that I'm familiar with. It serves to calm that nervous edge that some dogs or cats have. And it does so for people. Why? This energy has a profound influence on our brain waves, which are non-physical. So this non-physical energy downloads into our brain waves and changes those brain waves. All of this is non-physical. This is a thought instrument that can interface with our thoughts.
And our chakras.
Yes, which are non-physical.
So chakras are non-physical. They are energy centers of the body. Is that right?
That's correct. Thank you.
Okay.
They're scalar energy centers. Go on.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So do we have the same chakras as our pets?
Everybody has chakras. Why? Everybody has a life force to them. Now, we have seven chakras. It's considered that human beings have seven chakras. Animals, mammals, how many chakras they have, I don't know. That's never been defined. Not that I know.
Understood. Yeah, that's a great question. I'm a yoga instructor, so we studied chakras for sure. But like you, I've never heard anybody talk about chakras in terms of pets as how many they have or where they are located. But I know that we have like the solar plexus, which I guess is why it's scalar light, right? Scalar light comes from the sun and the moon.
Yes, very
good.
Sun
and stars. What is it? The sun is a star. The sun and the stars. And so that solar plexus makes sense that we're connecting to that energy.
Here's another truism. Many people worship God on Sunday, which is the day of the sun, S-U-N. That's the day of sun worship.
Yes. And you do say in many of your interviews that there's a spiritual aspect to this as much as it is a science. Tell me about that.
I believe everybody has a soul. What is a soul? It's non-physical scalar light, that God has given everybody a soul, a spirit, and this instrument will connect with that non-physical soul, that non-physical spirit. So yes, this is very much a spiritual session.
Amazing. Just truly amazing. Okay. So when you use your technology to address the chakras, is it the goal to balance them?
Yes. But the instrument, the energy does that automatically. I want to make this very clear. There's no human input here. There's no human reasoning. I simply place the photograph close to that instrument, and the instrument, what? It balances our chakras. It will illuminate our mind. It's not me. It's the energy.
Right. So you're not like going in and saying, Isabel wants, hey, instrument, Isabel wants to, you know, relax, be less stressed, wants her kids to listen more. You know, you wouldn't be telling it what to do. You're just letting it work its magic.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay. Very cool. Okay. This is the most important part for me. I know you've worked with pets in the past, and I want to just hear a couple anecdotes about stories of this technology helping pets.
About 5 years ago, there was an animal farm, a sanctuary for elephants in Asia, and these elephants were suffering from a viral infection. So the people from Asia submitted their photographs of elephants to us, and after we treated the elephants by way of their photograph, there was no more viral disease. The elephants returned to health. I've worked with turtles, a tortoise, my dog. I've worked with repeatedly. My dog, his jowls are pink because there's no bacterial infection. I've worked with animals around the world. Many times farmers or, if you will, ranchers will send me photographs of steer or cows or chickens, and we've had great success. So this is a new frontier.
It really is. It really is. And I'm sure pet parents, you know, are not familiar, because many people are not familiar about this technology. And what would you say to them if they were saying, like, I don't know that would work for my pet? What would you say?
Try it. We have a 15-day free session on our website. Why? Because I have to educate people. It's only fair that they have a 15-day free session. This has never been done before. These instruments are unique. Nobody's accomplished what I've accomplished. So I offer anybody in the world 15 days free session.
Okay, what happens in those 15 days? Obviously, I send a picture of my pet. Then yes. What happens?
Every day we'll balance your chakras for 1 hour. The second hour we identify and eliminate fungi and viruses and protozoan parasites. And the remainder of the day, we're able to take photographs of nutrients. This is a photograph of riboflavin, and download that into you. So 22 hours a day, we're downloading riboflavin into people.
Amazing. Okay, so do you put the photo and the riboflavin in the instrument?
In the instrument, yes. So for 22 hours a day, one of the instruments is working with nutrients. 22 hours a day, my photograph is side-by-side photographs of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, and I'm receiving the download of energy into my quantum field. Again, obviously, it's not a chemical process. It's information. This is the new science of scalar energy, in which we download information from one photograph to another.
That is so cool. Okay, so one of the things that I really liked about a lot of the interviews you did is say how accessible this is, because you can treat so many people at the same time, because you can use tiny pictures and treat every. So if you're putting in riboflavin, you can do it for every single person that you're caring for.
For instance, today, the photographs are miniaturized, as you mentioned, and we do put them on a collage format. And today, I was able to work with 500,000 people in my laboratory and download riboflavin to those 500,000 people through a miniaturized photograph.
That is so cool. So efficient. So not only is it efficient to light our streets, but it's efficient to download these positive energies. So let's, again, I always like to see the dark side of things, just in case. So let's say that an evil scientist took over your lab, wanted to download bad things. Is that possible?
Yes, it is. And this is why, Isabel, I don't let anybody in my lab, and I haven't released this technology, and I will not. The technology must be in the hands of responsible, morally correct people. That's a good point. It's a very strong instrument.
It is. It sounds like it. It sounds like it. And there's always somebody trying to, you know, profit off of people or take advantage of a situation. So there's always that. But for pet parents who are interested in learning more, where could they learn more about this? And what tips do you have for them as they take on this process?
Now, treat yourself and treat your pet simultaneously. It's 15 days of free session. There's no questions asked. Just upload your photograph. You can send in your photograph of your entire family, and then you be the judge. Now, watch your pets, because obviously a pet has no idea they're being treated by a scalar energy instrument governed by Tom Palladino. And if your pet has a favorable outcome, well, there's no placebo effect there. Your pet does not understand scalar light science. I don't think they do.
Right.
Judge by your response and the response of your pet.
Very cool. Okay, so I know that for humans, you have specific programs. You know, there was like a hormone and like anti-aging. Do you have things like that for pets, or can the pets use the anti-aging if they're seniors?
That's a good point. So, we have an endorphin and neurotransmitter program in which people actually send in photographs of their pets, and we treat their pets for dopamine and serotonin and acetylcholine, and their pets are usually happier when you're downloading those happy chemicals, so to speak, energetically. Yes, a pet, a dog, a cat, a horse can benefit from endorphins and neurotransmitters. That's one of our ancillary programs.
That is so cool. I love that you have specific programs. Now, speaking to you, it actually totally makes sense. I was a little overwhelmed after listening to all of the interviews, but thank you so much. I want to propose a toast to you for bringing this revolutionary information to Covered in Pet Hair. Usually I talk about nonsense all day with, you know, fellow pet lovers. I've never considered myself a scientific journalist, but today I am. So cheers to you, Tom. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
It's been my pleasure. They're great questions. Thank you for the conversation, Isabel.
I appreciate it. Thanks for saying that. Well, I also want to propose a toast to my executive producer, Mark Winter. Thank you, Mark. And to our audience for joining us for these awesome conversations. I hope your mind is blown as mine is. If you reach out to Tom, please let me know how it goes. I want to hear more. I want to learn more about this. Tom, keep me posted on any developments that you do specific to the pet industry, and I'd love to hear them. I just want to propose a toast to a life covered in pet hair. So here's to a life covered in pet hair. There's no better way to live. Cheers. To learn more about Covered in Pet Hair, please visit coveredinpethair.com or petliferadio.com. And don't forget, if you're listening to this on one of the podcasting platforms, please give it a 5-star rating so that I can get this awesome message, this awesome episode, out to more pet parents like you. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on petliferadio.com.